and welcome to area high school basketball on this cool Thursday night. 37 degrees our temperature at 559. It is Westrand at Knox County, and tonight's game being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated just south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis. By Knox County Dental Office, by Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now, let's take you down to Edina, Missouri for the girls' contest with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to Knox County High School. And it is Westrand and Knox County. Girls are first. Let's take a look at the starters for Westrand Lady Hornets. It'll be Dylan Perry, a junior. Kylie Hayes, a freshman. Macy Crutchfield, a junior. Maddie Harvey, a senior. And I've missed one. Kaylin Bias is a senior. So Dylan Perry, Kylie Hayes, Kaylin Bias, J.C. Colley, Macy Crutchfield, and Maddie Harvey. Maybe. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll get it right. Dylan Perry, Kylie Hayes, J.C. Colley, Macy Crutchfield, and Maddie Harvey. And the Lady Hornets, 1-8. And they're coached by Alex Thomas. For the Knox County ladies, it'll be Brianna Miller, a junior. Savannah Sragg, a sophomore. Jennifer Hinkle, a junior. Elena Pulliam, a senior. And Abigail Becker, a sophomore. Brianna Miller, Savannah Sragg, Jen Hinkle, Elena Pulliam, and Abigail Becker. The Lady Eagles, 1-5. And they're coached by James Dent. So both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball on this December night. I won't say talk about the weather because the weather is so screwed up right now. And it's been a kind of a nice day. Yesterday was weird at 76. But today it's in the 40s. And when I get down here, the wind has laid, so it's not too bad a night at all for December 16th. So it's going to be Macy Crutchfield, the jump center for Westrand, and Abigail Becker, the jump center for Knox County. I don't know what we're waiting on. I think he's waiting on David Sharp. Nope. David Sharp walked off the court. Okay, they didn't have the basketballs out. Can't play basketball without the ball. So as he could get one for the boys' game, one for the girls' game. So we're all ready as Crutchfield and Becker will jump center. Not a big crowd on hand right now. It'll get bigger as the night goes along. So the ball is up. Tip is controlled by the Westrand ladies. So immediately, Dylan Perry with the basketball. Perry gets it underneath. Shots put up by J.C. Colley, and it's no good, so it'll be Knox County basketball. Full court pressure by Knox County as Brianna Miller with the basketball. As she gives it to Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle across the timeline at the top of the key. Kicks it out to Sragg on the left wing. Sragg gets it down in the corner for three. Bullseye! That was Abigail Becker. And it's 3-0. Knox County's the lead as Perry brings it across the timeline. Perry takes it right at Becker. Lays it up. No good. And Becker had the rebound. Lost it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Westrand basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. Maddie Harvey will trigger. So Harvey looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets it out to Colley. Out of the right corner, threw up an air ball. Whistle on a foul, and the foul is going to be on Crutchfield. So Macy Crutchfield picks up her first foul, first team foul against Westrand, and still pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Hornets. Miller gets it. Gives it back to Sragg. Sragg dribbles through a double team. Had the ball knocked away. Picked up by Crutchfield. Will come the other way as Perry brings it across the timeline. Perry takes it to the left wing. Now she sees it opening. Takes it right at Miller. Puts up the shot. Missed it, but the foul's going to be on Brianna Miller. So Brianna Miller picks up her first foul. She'll shoot two. trying to get Westran on the board. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Dylan Perry has her first point of the ball game, and it's 3-1. Knox County with the lead just to start of this one. Next shot up, got it. 2 points for Dylan Perry. Pressure by Westran across the timeline. Comes Jennifer Hankel. She'll put up a shot out of the left quarter. No good. Skips across the rim. Picked up by Becker. Her put back. No good. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam. So Pulliam picks up the foul. That's her first. Second team foul against Knox County. And Kylie Hayes gets inbounds pass. Gives it back to Perry. Perry picked up by Pulliam at the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Perry in the left corner inside the arc. She gets it inside the Crutchfield. And Crutchfield walked with it. So turnover Westran. Knox County will get it back. As again, full court pressure by the Lady Hornets. Sarag will get it in to Jennifer Hankel. And Hankel down the near sideline in a double team. They call a jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Knox County. As Kylie Hayes tied up Jennifer Hankel. Hankel tried to get the ball away, and Hayes hit the deck. So Hankel will inbound to Sarag. Sarag will bring it across the timeline to Hankel on the right wing. Lost it, picked up in the right corner. Gets it inside to Pulliam. Kicks it back out to Hankel on the right wing. Miller, top of the key for three. Bullseye! Deanna Miller hit the three from the top of the key, and it's 6-2. Knocked with the lead is Perry across the timeline. Perry dribbles around. Now she's trying to make a move down the lane, and as she turns, she palmed the basketball. Or carried it, rather. So Hinkle on the near sideline will inbound. Gets it to Sarag. Sarag running 10-footer off glass. No good. And off the rebound, Becker had it. Now Sarag gets it. Lost it, then picked up by Becker in the right corner. Kicks it out to Hinkle on the right wing. Top of the key to Miller. Miller will try another three. Bullseye! 6 points, Brianna Miller. 9-2. Knox County with the lead. And Perry across the timeline. Perry takes a dotted line. Tried to put up a shot. Missed it, but she drew the foul. So the foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam. That's her second. So two fouls on Pulliam. That's going to send Perry back to the line. She has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. Off the heel of the rim, dropped through. 3 points for Perry as Pulliam will check out. And into the ball game comes Cameron Miller. As Perry's second free throw on the way, no good. And Becker comes off the rebound. Becker gives it to Hinkel. Ahead it goes to Miller. Miller down the left side. Gives it to Sarag. Running 10-footer off the baseline. No good. And Perry off the rebound. Perry takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. It goes down. It counts and she's fouled. And let's see the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Brianna Miller, and that's her second. So Dylan Perry with 5 points. Trying to complete the three-point play. Five looking for six. Shots on the way. Got it. 6 points for Dylan Perry. Brianna Miller in the backcourt. Gives it to Hankel. Hankel to Miller. Miller across the timeline. That's Cameron. Now Brianna to Sarag out of the left corner. Kicks it to Hankel. 15-footer on the way. No good. And Dylan Perry off the rebound. As Perry across the free throw line to the right side of the free throw line, lost the ball, goes out of bounds, last touch by Perry. And now Knox County wants a timeout. 4:52 left to play in the first quarter. It's Knox County 9, Westran 6, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Back at Knox County High School, Jennifer Hinkle inbounds to Miller. Back to Hinkle, down the far sideline, across the timeline. Waits for help, finds Cameron Miller inside the Hinkle dotted line. Now, Rihanna tries another three, in and out, no good. Becker comes off with the rebound and loses her footing, falls down. And a turnover, Knox County. It'll come back to West Grant as Dylan Perry inbounds to Hayes. Back to Perry. And Perry will bring it across the timeline. She's picked up by Schreg between the two circles. Now Hayes tried to make a move off the right wing and double dribble the basketball. So again, pressure by West Grant. Inbounds pass to Miller. That's Brianna. Gives it to Hinkle. Brianna Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now Becker out of the right corner for three. No good. And off the rebound, makes it Crutchfield. Gives it to Perry. Perry to Harvey on the left wing. Dribbles the top of the key. Now Hayes on the right wing. Hayes puts up a three. That was Perry again. Bullseye. 9 points for Dylan Perry. She has all the points. As Hinkle running 10-footer, no good. And Crutchfield off with a rebound. Dylan Perry comes the other way. As Perry gets the ball to Harvey, three-pointer on the way off the left wing. No good. Brianna Miller off the rebound. Brianna Miller with the basketball. Geo dribble into a double team. Gives it up to Hinkle. As Hinkle on the left wing, kicks it back to Miller between the two circles. That's Brianna. Now Hinkle will try to give and go, intercepted by Harvey. Harvey gives it to Perry. Perry will bring it walking across the timeline to Harvey inside the Crutchfield. Gives it back to Hayes. Hayes to the dotted line. Lost the ball. Had a block. Perry puts it up. No good. She's in among the trees. And Cameron Miller off the rebound. Outlet goes to Schreg. Schreg puts up shot off. Last got it. Atlanta Schreg has 2 points, and it's back to a 2-point Knox County lead, 11-9. As Dylan Perry will walk it across the timeline, finds Harvey. She'll try another three, in and out, no good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound, gives it to Schreg. Lady Eagles want to run. Schreg to Cameron. Miller got it. Cameron Miller. She has 2 points, a 4-point Knox County lead, 2:24 left to play in the first quarter. As Perry walks it across the timeline, man-to-man defense from Knox County. As Perry drives right into Becker, puts up the shot, missed it. Brianna Miller off the rebound to Hinkle. Now Cameron Miller again, this time off the right baseline, missed it. And off of the rebound comes M.O. Wortman into the ball game. As Harvey, dribble drive along the left baseline. The open air ball, missed it. And Brianna Miller comes away with it. To Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle across the timeline. Back to Miller. Long three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Brianna Miller with 9. And it's 16-9 as Knox County there on a 7-0 run. There comes Dylan Perry to the free throw line. The Hayes top of the key. Now Harvey at the top of the key. Gets it to Crutchfield on the right side of the circle. Perry dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Gets it inside to Harvey. Puts up the shot. Missed it, though. That was Wortman. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Perry. As in the ball game will come J.C. Colley. She started the ball game. Had to sit down. Now she's back in. Hinkle brings it across the timeline, pulls over the right wing. Now, three-pointer by Becker out of the right corner, an air ball. And out with it comes Colley. She gives the ball to Wortman, and Wortman walked with it. 101 left to play in the first quarter. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. As Jennifer Hinkle will inbound, gets it to Brianna Miller, back to Hinkle. As Hinkle gets it over to Strag. Savannah backs off on the left wing to Miller between the two circles. Now Cameron Miller in the left corner. To Hinkle on the left corner. Brianna Miller to Becker, top of the key. Now Strag on the right wing. In the right corner, Cameron Miller. Try to pick and roll to Strag, and the ball was stolen away by Perry. As Perry will take it into the paint, puts up the shot. Now she did. It was Crutchfield, missed the layup on a give and go. Now here comes Strag across down the middle, and she had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. As Kylie Hayes will check in, and Dylan Perry will set down. 23 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Knox County on top, 16-9. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound. Gets the ball out to Miller on the right wing. Miller inside to Hinkle. Now Becker for three. No good out of the right corner. Long rebound. Comes out to, and a shot put up to by Stacey Colley. Missed the shot, a running 15-footer. Miller, that's good. Had the pass stolen away by Harvey. She tries to clear the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 16 and West Grand 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Knox County High Schools. We start the second quarter of the girls' game. Knox County leading West Grand 16-9, and the Lady Hornets will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Kylie Hayes will inbound to Dylan Perry. As Perry across the timeline, 2-1-2 zone for Knox County. They give it to Colley on the right wing, out to Harvey. Harvey will take it to the dotted line, put up a shot over Hinkle, and it was blocked by Hinkle, and out with it comes Elena Pulliam. Hinkle, dribble drive down the left lane, and the ball stolen away by Hayes. Hayes had the ball knocked out of her hands from behind by Savannah Schrag. So it'll be West Grand basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Harvey will inbound. Harvey gets everybody in place. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Now she finds Colley on the left block, puts up a shot, missed it. The Crutchfield, the rebound, puts it back up. It goes down, and she's fouled. As Becker, Abigail Becker, is going to pick up her first foul. So Macy Crutchfield at the line. She has two, looking for three. Shots on the way, missed it, and Hinkle comes off with the rebound. Hinkle looks for somebody. Now she puts the ball on the floor, chased by Dylan Perry. Looks for somebody. Long pass down the floor intended for Schrag. It's knocked out of bounds by Crutchfield. So Savannah Schrag will inbound on the near far sideline for Knox County. Gets it to Brianna Miller. Top of the key for three. In and out, no good, but the rebound. Elena Pulliam. Schrag puts up the shot off the block. Missed it. And Harvey comes off the rebound to Perry. Perry on the left side of the circle to the free throw line to Hayes, top of the key to Colley on the right wing, back to Harvey, top of the key to the left wing to Hayes. Hayes to the left block, puts up the shot, misses it, but Harvey's there, puts it back up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. And Abigail Becker just picked up her second personal foul. So Maddie Harvey at the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Maddie Harvey has 3 points, then it's 16-14. So now 5-0 run by Westrand. Brianna Miller across the timeline to Henkel, and Henkel walked with it. It'll be Westrand basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Kylie Hayes will inbound to Dylan Perry. And Perry between the two circles to Hayes on the left wing. Now Harvey, three-pointer off the left wing. No good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound, and she's tied up by Perry. Alternating position comes back to Knox County. So Jennifer Henkel against Prasher will inbound. As she gets it in to Brianna Miller, right back to Henkel. Henkel back to Brianna Miller. As Miller across the timeline to Swag, and right through Swag's hands and out of bounds. So turnover Knox County as Colley will inbound. Gets it to Dylan Perry. Now Harvey will drive along the baseline, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound is put back up and good. I'm going to give it to Harvey. I'm not sure who got it, but I'm going to give it to Harvey. Well, they actually show it here on the board, but they don't have time to look at it that long. Inbounds pass to Brianna Miller. It's Miller. Will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Harvey between the two circles of the right side and the right corner to Becker. As Becker tried to bounce pass inside to Jennifer Hink or Elena Pulliam, and a whistle of the foul. The foul's going to be on 32, which would be Macy Crutchfield. That's her second. So she'll set down as Workman checks back in. So Hinkle inbounds to Miller, right back to Hinkle under the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, but she knew the foul. The foul's going to be on J.C. Colley. That's her first. And Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line and shoot a pair. First one's up. Got it. First points for Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle's next shot on the way. Got them both. 2 points for Hinkle. 18-16. Knox County with a lead. 5:50 left to play in the first half as Perry brings it across the timeline. Perry gets the ball to Hayes between the two circles. Now Harvey to Colley on the right wing. Give and go back to Harvey. Harvey had her shot blocked by Becker. Becker comes away with it to Hinkle. They give it to Swag, and Swag walked with it. So let's go here. 9 points for her. So then, well, I can't tell yet. I know I give it to the wrong one. Harvey will try a three off the right wing. No good. And it goes out of bounds. So the rebound last touch by Westrand. So Hinkle will inbound to Brianna Miller. Pressure again by Westrand. To Hinkle, to Miller, now Swag. Swag will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Becker in the right corner. She'll try a three. No good. Airballed it. And Perry comes away with it. As Perry stops between the two circles to Hayes at the top of the key to Harvey to Wortman in the left corner. Now Harvey, dribble drive inside the arc, gives it back to Hayes for three. Hayes throws an air ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So now Westrand wants a timeout. 4:51 left to play in the first half. It's Knox County 18. And Westrand 16, back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Before tax season rolls around, I have some big news to share with you. After nearly 8 years in downtown Edina, the office of Bobby D. Clark, CPA, has relocated to better serve your tax preparation and accounting needs. We're now located just 2 blocks west of the four-way stop at 402 West Lafayette Street. Call or stop by our new location to set up an appointment for your year-end tax planning. Our phone number is still the same, 660-397-2332.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. 4:51 left to play in the first half of this girls' game. Knox County on top, 18-16, and Knox County with the basketball as the inbound pass to Rihanna Miller. Rihanna dribbles through a double team. Waits for Sarag, gives it up to Savannah on top of the key, to Hinkle top of the key. Becker on the right wing. Brianna, three-pointer on the way. No good off the front of the rim, and Perry comes off with it. Perry takes it to the right block, lays it up, got it. 11 points for Dylan Perry, and we're tied at 18. Hinkle with the basketball. She runs into Perry, and the foul's going to be on Dylan Perry. So Dylan Perry picks up her first foul. Into the ball game comes Kirsten Woodruff. And Hayes will set down. 18-18. Inbounds pass. Miller to Hinkle. Now Sreg to Hinkle. Miller out of the left corner for three. In and out. No good. And Woodruff comes off. Workman comes off the rebound. To Perry. As Dylan Perry gives it to Harvey in the left corner. Harvey takes it right at Becker, and an offensive foul on Maddie Harvey. You can see that one coming. Becker never moved. So first foul on Harvey. Full court pressure again. Miller gives it back to Hinkle. It's Jennifer Hinkle across the timeline. Bounce pass back to Miller in the center circle to Sreg. Sreg will take it into the paint. Gives it back to Hinkle for two. Got it. 4 points for Jennifer Hinkle. A two-point Knox County lead. Perry brings it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Knox County. As they give the ball to Colley on the left wing in the left corner to Harvey. Takes it right at Becker. Put up a shot. Becker blocked it to do the foul. So that's three fouls on Abigail Becker. Two subs for Knox County is all they've got. So Maddie Harvey at the line with five, looking for six. Shots up, no good. According to the scoreboard, Harvey has three. So that's the one I gave that extra points to. So Crutchfield may have the two, and she's on the bench. Next shot up, missed it. And off the rebound, Elena Pulliam. Pulliam gives it to Hinkle. Hinkle will bring it across the timeline. Miller, long three on the way, no good. Bounced up. Hit a brace, so it'll be Westrand basketball. Harvey will inbound. In fact, I'm going to give that two to Crutchfield as Perry takes it down the paint, lost the ball, picked up by Brianna Miller to Sreg. Off glass, got it. So Anna Sreg with 4 points. It's a 4-point. Knox County lead as inbounds pass to Colley. Gives it back to Dylan Perry. Perry bounce pass to Harvey on the left wing. Harvey will take it right at Hinkle. Put up a shot. Missed it. Hinkle held her ground. And the loose ball kicked out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Inbounds pass to Sreg. Gives it back to Hinkle. Hinkle across to Miller. Miller takes it down the paint. Throws up the shot. Missed it. But do the foul. So Brianna Miller will go to the line as the foul is going to be on J.C. Colley, and that's her second. So Brianna Miller with nine, looking for 10. First shot up, got it. 10 points, Brianna Miller. As Kylie Hayes will check back in, and out of the ball game will come J.C. Colley. 2:43 left to play in the first half. Miller's second free throw, got them both. 11 points for Brianna Miller. And a 6-point Knox County lead as Perry will bring it across the timeline. Perry between the two circles to Harvey on the right wing. Tried to give and go back to Perry. Stolen by Jennifer Hinkle. Gives it to Miller. Miller takes it to the right wing. Hinkle top of the key. Inside it goes to Miller down the left lane with the left hand. Got it. 13 points for Brianna Miller. Gives the assist to Jennifer Hinkle. Nice play as Perry to Harvey between the two circles. Out pops Woodruff at the top of the key. Down low goes to Wortman. Back to Perry on the right side of the circle. Now Harvey between the two circles. Harvey gets the ball over to Hayes on the right wing. Perry for three, kissed at home. Dylan Perry with 14 points. And it's 26-21 as Sragg still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline, gets it to Hinkle. Hinkle gets it down low to Pulliam. Pulliam puts it off. Glass missed it. And Wortman comes off with the rebound. 1:30 left to play in the first half. As Perry will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hayes on the left wing. Now Harvey drives the left baseline. Throws up his shot. No good. And Harvey puts up the rebound. No good. Then Perry got it. Put it up. Missed it. But you go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam, and that's her third. So Dylan Perry at the line has 14 points, looking for 15. Off the rim, no good. As Cameron Miller checks in for Knox County. Checking in for Westrand is Lizzie Dolich. As Perry set for second free throw. On the way, got it. It's Dylan Perry with 15 points, 26-22. Jennifer Hinkle with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. Tried to give it back to Miller. Stolen away by Dolich. And Dolich had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Westrand basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Harvey will trigger. Harvey looks for somebody. Still looks. Still looks. Now gets it to Dolich. In the left corner. Now Harvey in the left corner for three. No good. Skips across the rim. And Wortman comes off the rebound in the left corner to Hayes. Now they get it back to Perry. Hayes on the left wing. One dribble to Harvey between the two circles. Now Perry will take it to the hoop. Missed it. And Becker comes off the rebound. 45 seconds as Miller looks for somebody. Gets it to Cameron Miller. She'll try a three. It's no good. And Savannah Sragg saved it in bounds, but right to Dylan Perry. 26-22, Knox County with the lead. West round of the basketball. Harvey on the left wing. Hayes between the two circles of Wortman. Now Perry on the right wing. Couple of dribbles to Hayes. Back to Perry. Inside the arc. Inside it goes to Wortman. Turns, puts it up and in. The first two for Emma Wortman. Here comes Hinkle. Gets it back out to Sragg. Sragg to Miller. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that's the end of the first half. What's the score? Knox County 26, Westrand 24. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking for a great do-it-yourself weekend project that will add value to your home? Why not consider installing wood trim? The finest real wood trim around is cut right here at Cardwell Lumber. With our custom-made knives, we can cut any of our lumber to the design of your choice. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. You can always stop by and see us Monday through Friday. We're located just 8 miles south of Edina. That's Cardwell Lumber. Products, quality, and advice you can trust.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM. Memphis, we're at halftime of the girls' game, and Knox County leading West Grand 26-24. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for Knox County, Brianna Miller with 13 points, Savannah Stragg with 4, Jennifer Henkel with 4, Cameron Miller with 2 points, Abigail Becker with 3. For West Round, Dylan Perry with 15 points, Emma Wortman with 2, Mason Crutchfield with 4, and Maddie Harvey with 3. Knox County led 16-9 after one quarter. West Round outscored Knox County 15-10 in the second quarter, and Knox County leads here at halftime 26-24, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. The end of the year is approaching fast, and that means dental benefits are running out. If you don't use it, you lose it. Give us a call at 660-397-2213 to schedule an exam and cleaning before your benefits expire. And if you don't have insurance, we offer a discount program exclusively for our non-insured patients. So give us a call at Knox County Dental in Edina, and don't let your benefits go to waste. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox, Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. Dry with temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 32.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game with Knox County leading West Grand 26-24. Coming up next, of course, the boys' turn. Should be a dandy. West Grand comes in with a record of 8-1. I haven't seen Nathan Miller to find out for sure what their record is. They played a couple of games since the last time I saw them, but I'll have it for you. So it should be a dandy boys game. It's a dandy girls game right now. Just a two-point game. Then tomorrow night, I'll be at Scotland County High School. Harrisburg will be at Scotland County girls and boys. Then we're going to take a break for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's. But we'll come back with more high school basketball for you. Starting January 3rd, a Highland tournament. That features Clark, Scotland, and Knox. Then after the Highland Tournament, we'll have a couple of just one-night stands for you. On the 11th of January, Schuyler County at North Shelby. The 14th, Atlanta at Schuyler County. Then on the 17th, just a couple of weeks apart, is the North Shelby Tournament. That'll be Scotland, Schuyler, and Knox. Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 games. Maysville at Putnam, Knox at Putnam, Marceline at Scotland, and Putnam to Green City. Then we're going to cover the La Plata tournament because we'll have Schuyler and Putnam after the LaPlata tournament. Then all of a sudden, after the LaPlata tournament, though, that's January 31st to the February 5th, just five games after that, and we start district play. Classes 1, 2, and 3 early this year, 4 and 5 are a week later. So all of a sudden, we're going to have, Dave and I were talking about this the other day, after the two games tomorrow night, we'll have already brought you 34 basketball games and before the first of the year. And we're going to have a lot more after the first of the year. With Highland, will be there almost every night. If we're not, I'm going to be kind of disappointed. And so there's a lot of basketball to be played in the Highland tournament with Clark, Scotland, and Knox, then a couple of Schuyler games, and then all of a sudden at North Shelby tournament, we'll have almost every night down there with Scotland, Schuyler, and Knox. And we'll play the tournament. Again, we're going to cover Schuyler County and Putnam. And it depends on the days. We might look at the total schedule and might try to sneak a game or two in if we've got an off night during the play the tournament. So a lot of basketball coming up in a hurry in 2022. 26-24, Knox County up by two. Back in a moment. This is KNAM Sports.
In for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale. It's the last weekend to shop before Christmas. Make room in your sleigh for thousands of doorbusters. Play it smart and fill your cart with 30% off toys. Get double the denim with buy one, get one free Arizona jeans. And slip Yes Please diamonds into her stocking for $22.99 each. Hurry, wrap up the savings. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 12/17 through 12/19. Doorbusters excluded from coupons. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. As we're set to start the second half of this girls' game, Knox County leading West Grand 26-24. As James Dent still has his Lady Eagles on the bench. Now they're ready to break the huddle. It's going to be West Grand basketball to start the third quarter. So Kylie Hayes will inbound for West Grand on the far sideline. Gets it to Perry, and here we go. Perry will bring it across the timeline to Hayes on the left wing. Gets it out to Collie at the top of the key. Now Hayes will try a three. No good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. Gives it to Brianna Miller. Pass down the far sideline. Pulls up on the right wing. Finds Becker at the top of the key. Now Hinkle, top of the key. Strag will try three. Bullseye! Out of the left corner is Savannah Strag. 7 points for Savannah. 29-24. Knox County with the lead. West Grand on the basketball. Collie on the left wing. Out pops Harvey between the two circles. Harvey gives it to Collie in the left corner to the left wing. And now Perry on the right side of the circle. Harvey for three. Airballed it. And Brianna Miller out with it. Miller in a hurry. Going to push it up the floor in a hurry. Miller on the right lane. Tried to get it out to Becker. Battled away and picked up by West Grant. Dylan Perry across the timeline. Perry gives the ball to Hayes, top of the key. Now Collie drives the baseline. Kicks it through to Perry. Perry on the right wing to Collie. And she got it to Crutchfield. Then Crutchfield walked with it. As Crutchfield is back in the game, well, she has two. Somebody's got 2 points that I didn't give them two. 15-2-3. So now the Knox County turns it back and gives the ball to Collie on the far sideline to Perry. Perry makes a move at the top of the key, had the ball slapped out of her hands. She saves it inbounds to call him the left corner. To Hayes, now Harvey, top of the key to Hayes. Left side of the circle, battled away, but picked up by Perry. Perry puts up the shot, missed it, and Brianna Miller comes off with a rebound. As now, okay, Dylan Perry evidently turned an ankle. As Wortman is going to check back in, Perry's going to check out. So we have an official timeout. Pressure again by Wortman. Inbounds pass to Stray. Gives it back to Hinkle. Hinkle to the free throw line. Gives it to Becker for three. Off the top of the rim, no good. And the backboard picked up by Stray. But Miller, top of the key. Now Stray around the top of the key. Tried to get to the right, though. Yeah, the right baseline, dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. So Wortman will inbound, gets it to Hayes. As Kylie Hayes, now the point guard, finds Harvey on the right wing. Kicks it to Collie, top of the key, Crutchfield, the free throw line, Crutchfield. Tried to step through a double team, lost the ball, picked up by Hinkle. Then Hinkle lost it to Hayes, and Hayes tried to go up with it and fouled by Jennifer Hinkle. So Jennifer Hinkle picks up her first foul. That'll send Kylie Hayes to the line. She'll shoot two shots. She looks for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Kylie Hayes, makes it 29-25. Knox County with the lead as Hayes, one, looking for two. Eyes it. Fires it. It's in and out, no good, and Abigail Becker off the rebound. Gets it out to Stragg. Stragg in a hurry to the top of the key. To Miller, long three on the way. Bullseye! Brianna Miller from the nursing home across the street hit that one. She has 16. Here comes Crutchfield underneath the basket, lost it. Miller stole it away, picked up by Stragg. Stragg running 10-footer, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of, nice touch by Knox County, evidently. As Dylan Perry will check back in, and out of the ballgame will come J.C. Colley. So Perry, with inbounds, gets the ball, brings it across the timeline. Hayes on the right wing, throws it over the head of Harvey, but picked up on the left wing by Perry. She'll try 15-footer, no good. And Stragg comes off the rebound. Stragg gets the ball ahead to Becker on the right wing. Stragg, now the corner, it goes to Miller for three, bullseye. 19 points, Brianna Miller. And now West Ram wants a timeout. 4:42 left to play in the third quarter. Knox County 35, West Ham 25. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School, 35-25. Lady Eagles with the lead. West Round of the basketball. Harvey gets it on the left wing, dribbles top of the key to Hayes. Hayes at the top of the key. Now Harvey will try a three, airballed it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Collie will check back in, and let's see who's going to check out. It will be Harvey. Maddie Harvey will set down for a breather. So pressure by West Grant. Ankle in the backcourt. Gives it to Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Westrand. Miller sees it opening. Puts it off glass. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Crutchfield to Perry. As Perry takes it right at Becker. Lays it up. Missed it in and out. And the rebound Crutchfield trying to get back up with it. Whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Becker, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Abigail Becker, and to the line will go Macy Crutchfield. First shot on the way, off the hill, the rim, no good, as Crutchfield with 2 points. 2 points, looking for three. Shots on the way, off the hill, the rim, no good, as Becker off the rebound. The Hinkle. Hinkle down to the right lane. Kicks it off to Pulliam on the right baseline. Now Hinkle on the right wing. Hinkle right in front of the basket. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul's going to be on 21, which would be Emma Wortman. That's her first. First shot by Hinkle. No good. Now Maddie Harvey will check back in for the Lady Hornets. And out of the ball game will come Wortman. 3:49 left to play in the third quarter. As Hinkle shot up, bounces around, no good. Becker comes off the rebound as she's tied up with Crutchfield. Alternating possession comes back to Westrand. So Harvey will inbound to Perry. Perry will bring it across the timeline. Perry between the two circles to Hayes on the Colley on the right wing. Inside it goes to Crutchfield. Miss, put up a shot block, but Perry comes away with it. Fans out in the left corner. Gives it to Hayes, top of the key. Hayes lost it. Now gives it to Colley. Colley bounce pass underneath to Crutchfield. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And I think she's going to be fouled by Deanna Miller, but we'll wait and see. And it's going to be on Savannah Sragg. So Savannah's picked up her first foul. As Crutchfield with two, looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Mason Crutchfield. It's Crutchfield with three, looking for four. Fires it, and off the heel of the rim, no good. And Becker comes off the rebound. She's tied up by J.C. Colley. Alternating possession comes back to Knox County. 35-26, Knox County with the lead and the basketball. 3:15 left to play in the third quarter. As Miller, between the two circles, looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Hinkle. Hinkle down the left lane, kicks it off to Sragg in the right corner. Sragg drives the baseline, looks for somebody, gets it out to Hinkle. Hinkle takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but Polia with the rebound. Went back up with it. Missed it, but you do the foul. The foul is going to be on 32, which would be Macy Crutchfield, and that's her third. So Elena Pulliam will be at the line, looks for her first points of the ball game. First one's up, just a little bit short off the front of the rim. So Pulliam eyes it, fires it, got it, kissed it home. They all count. First point for Elaney Pulliam, back to a 10-point Knox County lead. Perry will bring it across the timeline. Perry gives it to Hayes between the two circles. Now Colley on the right wing. Harvey top of the key to Perry on the left wing. Perry guarded by Pulliam. Kicks it over to Harvey. Harvey drives the right baseline. Puts the shot off glass. No good. Off of the rebound, Sragg. Now at the foot race. Sragg with the left hand. Got it. Savannah Sragg with 9 points. It's a 12-point Knox County lead. Lady Eagles' biggest lead of the ball game is Perry. To the left wing, inside the arc, left side of the circle, kicks it over to Colley. Now inside goes to Crutchfield, off glass, got it. So 5 points for Macy Crutchfield. 10-point Knox County lead as Becker tries another three. And Sragg saved it in bounds off the forehead of J.C. Colley. Colley Well, it won the ball to go out of bounds. Thrag saved it in right off of Colley's forehead. Now Harvey checks out. Wortman checks back in. Becker in the left corner. Gives it in to Hankel. Hankel kicks it back out to Miller. She'll try another three. No good. Rebound. Run down by Perry. Perry in a hurry. Breaks it across the timeline. Takes it right down the middle. Lost the ball. And it was picked up by Crutchfield. And that's going to be five, I think, on Becker, and it will be. So Abigail Becker just fouled out of the ball game. Well, maybe I was wrong. Scoreboard says four. So Crutchfield, first shot up, got it. 6 points for Crutchfield. Now Cameron Miller will check in, and Abigail Becker will sit down with four personal fouls. So Macy Crutchfield, six, looking for seven. Shot up and got it. Danced all over the rim but fell through. 7 points for Crutchfield. Here comes Hinkle across the timeline. Gives it to Miller between the two circles. Now Camden Miller fires a three. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Savannah Swag. 38-30. Knox County with the lead. 1:31 left to play in the third quarter. As Dylan Perry will walk it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Knox County. Colley gets it in to Crutchfield. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jennifer Hinkle. So Hinkle picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. And now James Dent wants a timeout. 1:19 left to play in the third quarter. It's Knox County ladies 38. West Round ladies 30 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
1:19 left to play in the third quarter of the girls' game. Knox County leading West Rand 38-30, and West Rand will inbound underneath their own basket as Colley inbounds to Wortman at the dotted line, gets inside of Crutchfield, missed the shot. Wortman gets it, puts it up, missed it. And over the rebound is Jennifer Hinkle, or Elena Pulliam, rather. Gives it to Brianna Miller. Now Pulliam on the right wing between the two circles of Sprague. Give it to Cameron Miller. Or Cameron Miller. I'll get it right before the season's over. Brianna Miller. To Cameron Miller on the right wing. Pulliam in the right corner. Sprague on the right wing. To Hinkle. Gives it to Pulliam on the right wing. Now Brianna Miller to Sprague. To Pulliam in the right corner. Pulliam looks for somebody. Gets it out to Hinkle on the right wing. Hinkle back to Pulliam. And they tried to skip across the Sprague, and the pass is stolen away by Hayes. Hayes to Colley. Gets it inside to Crutchfield. Missed the shot. Wide open layup. And Sprague comes off with the rebound. And Sprague looks for somebody. Gets it to Hinkle across the timeline. Now Cameron Miller on the right wing to Pulliam. Back to Brianna Miller between the two circles to Pulliam on the right wing. Cameron Miller fires up a three at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Knox County 38, West Rand 30. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
8 minutes left to play in the girls' game. Knox County leading West Rand 38-30. And West Rand will have the basketball to start the final quarter as Hayes will inbound to Perry. Knox County comes out in the 2-3 zone. Hayes with the basketball to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Harvey between the two circles. Now Colley gets it inside to Crutchfield, and Crutchfield walked with it. So the turnover back to Knox County. Hinkle gets it in to Brianna Miller. Back to Hinkle, back to Brianna. Now Schrag will bring it across the timeline. Had the ball batted away. And then Schrag compounded her mistake by fouling Colley. So Schrag picks up her second personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Knox County. So West Rand will have it out of bounds on the far sideline as Hayes will inbound to Perry. Perry will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Pulliam. Top of the key to Hayes. They give it to Harvey on the left wing. Harvey kicks it back to Hayes between the two circles. They swing it to the right wing to Perry. Perry looks for a lane, doesn't see it. Now gives it to Harvey. Harvey to Crutchfield, high post. She's in a double team. Had the ball blocked, picked up by Harvey. Her putback was no good. And now Pulliam got the rebound. Crutchfield went down. Hayes went down. And they call a travel, I think, on West Rand. And now ball is loose. Schrag had it. And Schrag and Perry went at it head-to-head. Crash, and Schrag came out on top. So Schrag between the two circles. Now Becker at the top of the key. Miller has it on the left wing, the Hinkle in the left corner. Pulliam on the left wing, kicks it back out to Schrag. Becker back in the ballgame with four personal fouls. At the top of the key. Now Brianna Miller on the right wing, in the right corner to Hinkle. Hinkle gives the ball back to Pulliam on the right wing to Schrag between the two circles. To Becker between the two circles. Looks for somebody, bounce pass to Hinkle. Hinkle with on the right wing. Now Brianna Miller for three. Bullseye. 22 points for Brianna Miller. 11-point Knox County lead, 41-30. Perry gives it to Hayes between the two circles. Now Harvey from 15 walked with it. As I think Workman is going to check back in. Yes, you will. And Kylie Hayes will set down. A little pressure, 1-2-2 zone trap by West Ram. As Hinkle with the basketball lost it. Now lost it again. And Wortman can't pick it up. Now she does. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Savannah Schrag. And that's her third. Oh, no, they're going to call that. Okay, they ask it was 1-1, I think. Schrag. No, they're going to call it on Brianna Miller. There's still a 17 foul. So Brianna Miller picked up the foul. That's her third. As Wortman at the line, first one up, dances on the rim, no good, and Brianna Miller off the rebound. As Miller will bring it down the far sideline in a hurry, dumps it off to Pulliam. Now Hinkle has it on the right way, gets it in the left corner to Brianna Miller. Becker on the left side of the circle. Brianna Miller gives it go back to Becker as Becker kicks the ball back out to Schrag. Schrag to Hinkle. Hinkle back to Schrag between the two circles. Backs off between the two circles. Brianna Miller. Now Becker in the left corner. Becker will try one from 15. No good off the wing. Now we have a tie-up or a jump ball, but you're going to call Brianna Miller for the travel, and West Rand wants a timeout. 5:22 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 41, West Rand 30. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved one a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at just $479 through the end of the year. And sure, they have 13s too. Switch to Pure Talk. Great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys, but the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There's no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12, just $479. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill50, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Plus, save on a new phone. That's #250, say Jill50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
5:22 left to play in the ball game. 41-30, Knox County with the lead. West Rand with the basketball as Harvey will inbound to Perry. Perry will trot it across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Collie between the two circles. Now Harvey to Wortman between the two circles, and Wortman just airmailed it over the head of Dylan Perry out of bounds. So Knox County will have it. Frazier again by West Rand. Ankle. We'll get the ball over to Strag, and Strag takes it down the far sideline, takes it along the baseline, and almost walked with it. Now Becker for some Cam got it. Abigail Becker with 5 points. 13-point Knox County lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Perry to Harvey. To Perry at the dotted line, kicked it back out to Collie. Now Perry in the left corner. Perry cut off on the baseline, put up a shot, and missed it, and Srag comes out with it. Srag down the far sideline, gets it inside to Pulliam, puts it up, no good. And Collie saves it in bounds right to Pulliam, trying to get it to Becker, and right through Becker's hands and out of bounds. 4:31 left to play in the game. As Perry will inbound to Harvey, back to Perry. Perry will bring it across the timeline to Harvey on the right wing. Gets it down low to Quitsfield on the right block. Kicks it back out to Wortman, around to Collie. Now Perry puts up the shot. No good. Wortman with a rebound, puts it back up in air. 4 points for Emma Wortman. Here comes Srag across the timeline. Gives it to Brianna Miller on the right wing. Miller skips it across to Becker on the left wing. As Becker back to Srag between the two circles. Srag gives it to Hinkle on the left wing. To Brianna Miller between the two circles. Now Becker will try a three. Going to leave it short. Got the her own rebound. Srag will try a three. Airballed it. And out with it comes Crutchfield. To Perry across the timeline. Perry to the dotted line. Throws up the shot. No good. And a jump ball and a rebound. Out of the possession stage of West Rand. As Hayes will check back in. Collie will check out. 3:35 left to play. 43-32, Knox County up by 11. Hey, Harvey, underneath the wrong basket to Perry. Puts up the shot, missed it, but drew a foul. Foul's going to be on Jennifer Hinkle. That's her third. So three fouls on Jennifer Hinkle, and Perry will go back to the line. She has not scored in the second half. She has 15, looking for 16. Shot up. No good off the side of the rim. Now James Dent wants a timeout. 3:34 left to play in the game. It's Knox County 43, West Rand 32. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
3:34 left to play in the game. It's Knox County leading 43-32, and Dylan Perry at the line. She has 15, looking for 16. First, her second shot up, got it. So 16 points for Dylan Perry. 10-point Knox County lead with the basketball. As Hinkle across the timeline gets it out to Stray. Over to Brianna Miller. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 24 points for Brianna Miller. As Perry, Harvey gets it into Crutchfield. Crutchfield offensive foul. And she gave a forearm shiver to Becker. Crutchfield just picked up her fourth personal foul as J.C. Colley will check back in. Crutchfield will step down. Hinkle will try to get it inbound. Gets it to Brianna Miller. To Hinkle. Hinkle brings it across the timeline. And she'll slow it down and gets the ball to Sragg between the two circles. Sragg sees an opening. Running 10-footer. Got it. 11 points around the Sragg. Back to a 14-point Knox County lead with under 3 minutes left to play. Perry. Spin move to the top of the key. Dribble it off her foot. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. As back in the ball game will come Lizzie Dolich. So Dolich is in, and Wortman checks out. Full court pressure as Hinkle tried to get it in to Rihanna Miller. And stolen away by Perry. She puts it up and in. 18 for Dylan Perry. So Hinkle has it between the two circles. Rihanna Miller. Miller takes it to the hoop, tried to put up a shot. Looked like it was blocked by Colley, but not so. As J.C. Colley picks up the foul, and that's her third. Rihanna Miller with 24, looking for 25. Shots up, missed it. 2:29 left to play in the ball game. 47-35, 12 points. Knox County lead. Rihanna Miller trying to add two. Shots on the way. Got it. 25 points. Brianna Miller. 48-35. Back to a 13-point Knox County lead as Perry, not in a big hurry, walks it across the timeline. Harvey on the left wing. Colley in the left corner. Back to Hayes to Dolich. Now Perry for three. No good. Hayes comes off the rebound. Gives it back to Perry. Perry running. Five-footer, no good. Dolich comes off the rebound. Tried to go back up with it, missed it, and Jennifer Hinkle just picked up her fourth personal foul. So Dolich looking for her first points. Shots on the way, got it. So Lizzie Dolich has 1 point. Looking for two. Shots up, missed it, and Jennifer Hinkle off with the rebound. Hinkle runs right into Hayes and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Kylie Hayes. That's her first, I think. First foul on Kylie Hayes. They've got at least another foul to give. So Hinkle will inbound on the far sideline. As Hinkle looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets it in. To Sragg, right back to Hinkle across the timeline. As Hinkle gets it to Pulliam, back to Hinkle inside the arc on the right wing. To Sragg on the right wing, beyond the arc. Sragg looks for somebody. Out pops Hinkle. As Hinkle takes the dotted line, kicks it out to Becker for three. Bats on the rim, no good, but Sragg with a rebound puts it up and in. 13 points to Lana Sragg. Well, here comes Perry across the timeline. 1:25 left to play in the game. As Perry gives it to Harvey, right back to Perry. Put up a shot blocked, and Brianna Miller comes away with it. Down the far sideline in a hurry. Gets the ball to Sragg, free throw line. Sragg running 10-footer, missed it. And a rebound is taken by Harvey. Harvey in a hurry down the near sideline. She's guarded by Hinkle to Hayes. Now Dolich will try a three. No good. And Hinkle off with the rebound. Now to Brianna Miller, under a minute left to play in the game. And Miller had the ball knocked out of her hands by Perry out of bounds. And now Crutchfield will check back in. And Harvey will set down. 55 seconds left to play in the game. Brianna Miller against Frazier will inbound. Far sideline, gets it to Sragg. Sragg across the timeline. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Hayes. That's two on Kylie Hayes. Now the next foul will put Knox County in a bonus. As the inbounds to Hinkle, puts up the shot, blocked. And a foul is going to be on Crutchfield, and she just fouled out. So that's five fouls on Macy Crutchfield. And Harvey will have to go back in. So Maddie Harvey comes back in. She only has one foul. Hinkle at the line to shoot. A 1-1 got the first one. 5 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 51-36. Hinkle's second free throw got them both. 6 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 52-36. Got Knox's biggest lead of the ball game. Harvey, a three-pointer on the way out of the corner, left it short. And Sragg comes off the rebound to Hinkle. As Hinkle will bring it across the timeline. Try to get her to double-team. Becker at the top of the key, back to Hinkle. Hinkle between the two circles. Now down the right lane. Had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds underneath her own basket. 26 seconds left to play. As Hinkle slaps the ball, finds Miller in the right corner. Hinkle on the right baseline. Hinkle takes it right to the hoop. Nobody there. And Hinkle lays it up and in. 8 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 54-36. Perry across the timeline to Hayes. Now Harvey, they tried to get a two in the right corner. Knocked out of bounds by Jennifer Hinkle with 10 seconds left to play. As Maddie Harvey looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Dolich. As Dolich had the ball tipped in the backcourt by Pulliam to Perry. Perry between the two circles. She'll throw up a 15-footer. No good. And that's the end of the ball game with the final score, Knox County 54 and West Grand 36. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. It's the final as the Knox County ladies win their second game of the year by defeating Westmoreland 54-36. Taking a look at scoring first four Knox County. Rihanna Miller with 25 points. Savannah Sarag with 13. Jennifer Henkel with 6. Elena Pulliam with 1. Cameron Miller with 2 points. And Abigail Becker with 5. For Westmoreland, Dylan Perry with 18 points. Lizzie Dolly with 1 point. Kylie Hayes with 1. Kaylin Bias with 2 points. Emma Workman with 4 points. Macy Critchfield with 7. And Maddie Harvey with 3. Knox County led 16-9 after one quarter. Westmoreland outscored Knox 15-10 in the second quarter. Knox led 26-24 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Westmoreland 12-6. Knox County led 38-30 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Knox again outscored Westmoreland 16-6. And the Lady Eagles run it 54-36. Again, Knox County 2-5, and the Westmoreland ladies are 1-9. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and I'll be back with that one in about 7 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
And thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include The Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, and Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina.